The One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, believes Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk deliberately called a snap election to capitalise on her absence. Senator Hanson is in India on a parliamentary visit. She's been speaking with South Asia correspondent James Bennett in New Delhi.
Senator Hanson, thank you for speaking with the ABC. Tell me, what brings you to India?
Well, I've been asked to come along with the delegation. That's members from both sides of politics and myself. And it's the first time a delegation from the Australian Parliament has been here for 17 years.
What do you think the people of Queensland, the people of Australia, get for sending you here?
There's quite a few issues here. As you can understand, for a parliament, we deal with a lot of policies, federal issues. So it gives me a greater understanding. So when I'm making decisions on legislation may impact to do with India, I think it's very important, especially with trade.
Election in Queensland, it's been called now. What do you make of the timing of the calling of this election?
I think there's three factors here. She lost one of her members of parliament for Punnerstone. That was Rick Williams. So he went. That was a bit of a disgrace for her. Also, the fact is that I'm out of the country, and it's beneficial to her that I'm not in the country.
But so you think that your leaving the country is a factor in Anastasia Palaszczuk's decision?
Most definitely. I really do believe that. See, my being able to campaign through the state in the lead up to this election is very, very important. So I think it would have been beneficial to her to have me out of the country for 8 or 9 days. That's I think one factor in it.
What can One Nation offer the voters of Queensland that the major parties cannot, aside from a protest vote?
Look, it's more than just a protest vote. I do believe the voters are just fed up with the major political parties. Queensland is in debt. We do have an enormous debt. We actually have one of the highest power prices in line with South Australia. We've also got, you know, the high unemployment rate. We've got youth unemployment. Rural and regional Australia is struggling.
You're now no longer running a candidate in New England. Why is that?
Well, we never have advocated that we're going to run a candidate in New England. We've got the Queensland state election on at the moment. We need to put our resources and everything into that. I think that is primarily where I wish to put all my attention at the moment.
Was there any discussion between your office and the government regarding running a candidate?
None whatsoever. No discussion at all.
What about funding arrangements for infrastructure?
Oh, no. This is a strategic decision that I've made not to stand a candidate in New England at this time.
The One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson.